دائم يو شاو مي كوث ما انترنت اون بابلي داف سامخ دالد We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches Medeis at the beginning of the ninth Perek, Perek Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Poischem La'odam Bechoid Ovi Ve'imri. Rabbi Eliezer says, our Poischem means we suggest that a vow was mistaken, which is the grounds to permit it. Chacham, with the honor of his father and mother, means it's disgraceful for them that their son vowed. Chachamim, Oisim, Chachamim forbid that. Am Rabbi Sadek Ad Shepoischem La'bechoid Ovi Ve'imri Yishtru La'bechoid Amokam. The Tzaddik said, rather than be poseach with the honor of his father and mother, we should be poseach with the honor of Hashem. In Cain, in Adam, if so, then there are no vows, because poseach Hashem is a pesach to permit every vow. Moedim chachom levleze bedor shein adam levein aviv ve'imoy shepoischen loy bechoid aviv ve'imoy. Chachom agree with the levleze about a vow between a person and his father and mother that we are poseach with the honor of his father and mother. Gemara says, rabbanan amrin chazaka. One hold that there is a chazaka that a person is not ma'amid, which he will never say that he would have vowed in spite of the disgrace to his parents, even if he would have. But as it says that sometimes a person is ma'amid and sometimes he is not ma'amid, he would not lie. Beleza agrees that after death of a parent, he is not ma'amid because the parent cannot forgive him. Therefore, we may not poseach with the honor of a parent. We'll agree that one is not ma'amid regarding the honor of his Rebbe, because the Mishnah teaches that the awe of your Rebbe should be like the awe of heaven. Cain ein nadoim. The Mishnah said, if so, there are no vows. Lo yu nadoim. The Gemara asked, would it be that there are no vows? What's the Chacham's objection? The answer is that it says in Gamed Beperek Lamed Pasuk Beis, and Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes. This is the parasha that talks about Nedoim, that the parasha Nedoim was dependent on the Rosh Hamatois, which is the Chachamim. They will permit vows, and if you say that we are Poseach with Kvod Hashem, it turns out that you uproot the parasha of Nedoim, meaning that only a chacham can permit them from the Torah. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, at Oimer, should say Ein Poishan Levechoid Aviv Ve'imri, Dvorim Shebeino Levein, should say Levein Aviv Ve'imri, Poishan Levechoid Aviv Ve'imri. If you say Lema'ata, Ein Poishan Levechoid Hamokim, the Kavasa Yishtchur Levechoid, if you say Hamokim, Dvorim Shebeino Levein Hamokim. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks that you say that we're not Poseach with the honor of his father and mother, but matters between a person and his father and mother, we are Poseach with the honor of his father and his mother. If so, we're not Poseach with Kvod Hashem, and similarly matters between a person and Hashem, we should be Poseach with Kvod Hashem. Either Kvod Amokim, Kugoyin Sukkah She'ini Oisa, Lulav She'ini Noitel, Tefillin She'ini Noitel. What are matters between a person and Hashem, for which we should be poseach with Kvod Hashem? For example, I will not make a sukkah, I will not take a lulav, I will not put tefillin on my arm and head. Ha'inu kvod ha'mokim mashmalei v'lenafshehu mahani. Is doing mitzvahs kvod Hashem? There's a pasuk that connotes that mitzvahs help only the person himself. And kvod Hashem is not a reason to permit matters between a person and Hashem. Ha'do im sadakta ma titein loy, im chatasa ma tifal boy. As the Pasuk says in Iri, Perk, Lamed Hei, Pasuk, Zion, and Pasuk Vav, if you're righteous, what do you give him? And again, in Pasuk Vav, it says, and if you sinned, what do you do to him? Rabbi Yanai says, anyone who heals his Yitzhorah, is if he serves idolatry, he would be poseach, had you known that one who heals his Yitzhorah and vows amid anger is if, etc., would you have vowed? What's the source? It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Aleph, Pasuk Yud. There shall not be in you a foreign god, and you shall not bow down to a strange god. We learn from there, the stranger inside you, do not coronate him over you. If you do, in the end, you will bow to idolatry. Shim, maybe Shimon ben Lokish, Pasach, Shachish would be put out by saying, had you known, the one who vows puts a noose on his neck and he cannot move it by himself, would you have vowed? Castoy Shahisa Iveris Vua Koila Ponoi Yechnisa Esoisha Laseche. The parable says a jail warden's wife who was passing by and saw an empty noose and put a head in it. She pains herself for no reason. Esoisha Nafshoi Kmadat Omar Behu Osa Bezikim. Esoisha Nafshoi to make it Issa upon himself is the pasuk about Nedarim in Bamidbar Lamed Pasuk Gimel. This is like you say, I'm quoting from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Mem Pasuk Aleph, and he is bound up in chains. Means we learn from there, one who vows, he binds himself. Rabbi Yonasan Pasach, Ilu Hayisi Yedeshan Shehan Noide Kaboine Bama, and the Kaima Kamakov Alav Noide Hayisa. Rabbi Yochanan would be Peseach by saying, had you known that one who vows is like one who builds a bama, which is an altar to offer idolatry, and one who does not ask the harm to be remitted, rather he fulfills it, is like one who offers on it, would you have vowed? Akasha Avodazoa Biskila Vanadom Vulaisa Seva Dama Achim. The Gemara asks, well, idolatry is punishable with stoning, and Adam, even if he transgresses, only a Laisasi, and you say this, Laislach Ella Kihai Dama Rabiyana Klashemel Yitsoi Kilo Ivodazoa. Rather, we are not to with this. Rather, like Rabbi Yannai said, that anyone who heeds his Yetzer, it is as if he serves idolatry. Yetzer pasach ilo yisa, yoideya, shan noide kilo noitel, cherev, vadoikre beleboi, noide yisa, yesh boite kemit kaois cherev. Rabbi Yitzhak would be peseach, had you known that one who vows is like one who takes a sword and stabs it in his heart, would you have vowed? We quote from the pasach in Mishle per yud beis, pasach yud ches, there's one who speaks like the jabs of a sword. Rechanina of Sipoyrin, quoting Pinchas, said it's not written k'madke, rather it says k'madkeroyf cherev, meaning after you vow from eating a loaf, two matters jab him, worth you will eat and worth you will not eat. In Achil Avaran Nidre, he loy Achil Chate al Nafshe. If he will eat, he transgresses his vow. If he will not eat, he sins against his soul by denying himself, as it says about the Nazir. Basically, he says, Hoylech et Chacham v'umatir Nidre. Veloshoin Chacham me'marpe. What should he do? He should go to a Chacham, and the Chacham will permit his vow. As the Pasuk says in Mishle, in the same Pasuk, the end of that Pasuk it says, and the tongue of the Chachamim heals. Dimi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak l'adecha ma she'asa lach ha-teira el she'ta mevakish le'esa alecha dvarim achirim le'esa isar. Dimi, citing Rabbi Yitzchak said, is it not enough what the Torah forbades to you, rather you seek to forbid yourself to yourself other matters? About this it says, le'esa isar. Rabbi Yochanan Pasach v'tehi ve'lulei du v'hei hu asi. Yerucham would be Poseach, do you regret your vow? If so, this suffices to permit it. If not, that this person regrets, would he come to permit it? Deis loy kenoilatu, is regret not like noilad, which is an unexpected development that causes him to regret it, and we're not Poseach with a noilad. Rabbilah answered, no, it's common to be appeased and regret the vow. Ador Rishimon, Lemasa Pesach Nidroi had Shabba Echa Mizikne Galil, Ista Amrin Rabbi Shimon by Elazahara. It's like the case of Rabbi Shimon, he didn't find a Pesach for his vow until one of the Chachamim of the Galil came, and some say it was Shimon Elazah. Nasiv Le Mecha, Vamuki Le Hacha, Nasiv Le Mecha, Vamuka, Vamukim Le Hacha, Adu Ukme, Goy Shimsha, Palimanohi. He took Rabbi Shimon from here and positioned him over here elsewhere. He took him here and positioned him over there until he positioned him in the sun. And the Rishim began to scratch himself with his clothing from the heat. They said to Rishimon, had you known that this Chacham would do so to you, would you have vowed? And Rishimon said no, and Rishimon Elazar permitted him. He asked Rabbi Shimon Elazar, what is your source to do so? He said, I served Rabbi Meir the second time he fled. Something he said, Rabbi Meir's staff was in my hand and it teaches me knowledge. Rabbi Meir asked the Chacham and permitted his vow and fulfilled it. If it was because he suspected the one who permitted it, who was not qualified to permit by himself, we don't know, or if it's because the Yetzer desires doing something forbidden to it, and Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to fulfill it, just it was too difficult when it was forbidden, we don't know. Rabbi Yirmiyah kad lehav boy midoin ama eini kaya. Rabbi Yirmiyah did not want to judge because the litigant was powerful or he would need to reveal a secret. He said, my eye hurts. Ba'al pihem yeh korev hol nega, hekesh rivim lenagoyim, managoyim lechol nare eini akoyen, af rivim lechol nare eini akoyen. We quote from the pasuk in Dvarim Chaf Aleph Pasuk Hey, and to their mouths will be any quarrel or any nega, which is saras, just like saras must be in the eyes of the kohen, the kohen can see properly. So two rivim arguments must be in the eyes of the kohen. Vimana nada min chamra davui asavui salak legabe. Abimana bowed from his father's wine. His father came down to him and said, had you known that I would be pained, would you have bowed? And he said, no, and he permitted him. Manan came, and what's the case? If he said, benefit for me is forbidden to father if I drink his wine, the vow does not take effect, because Rabbi Yaakov Acha quoted Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman quoting Rabbi Yochanan to say that we force a son to feed his father. Ela kinan kaimen ba'ime hanayas abba olai. Rather, the case is that he said, benefit from my father is forbidden to me. Imana nada basalek lagabi Rabbi Shammai amalei ilu ayisa yodeya shahabiyos rachakim minach da nadran nada avisa amalei loy v'sha'olei. The man vowed and went to Rabbi Shammai. He said to him, had you known that people would distance from you because you habitually vow, would you have vowed? He said no, and he permitted him. Now we come to Halacha Beis. Rabbi Elazar said further, we apoifer with noilad, which is subsequent unexpected developments. Chachamim oisim, chachamim forbid. Eitzad oma koinam she'eni nena לאיש פלוני, בנאס הספר, או שהיה מייסי אס בנוי, בקרוב, אומר אל אילו הייסי יודע, שהוא נאס הספר, או שהיה מייסי אס בנוי, בקרוב, לא הייסי נוידע. How is noilad? If one vowed not to benefit from Pliny, and Pliny became the scribe of the town, or Pliny was about to marry off his son, and the noida wanted to attend, and he says, had I known that he would become the scribe, or would marry off his son soon, the vow was for a short period of time, I would not have vowed. Vinam Levise Shani Nichnas Vanasa Beta Knesses, Ame Laisi Deeshu, Nasa Beta Knesses, Laisi Neide, Vleza Matev Rahom Mason. One said, Koinam this house, I will not enter it, and it became a Beta Knesses. He said, had I known that it would become a Beta Knesses, I would not have vowed. In such cases, the Beleza permits and Rahomim forbid. The Gemara says, Vishimam Beshem Rishu Ben Levi, Mimosha Lama de Beleza, the Pastor Le Kodish Boko Ben Neilad. The Gemara says that Simon, quoting Rabbi Levi, says that Belezer learned this from Moshe. Hashem was pesach for him with noilad. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu ilu ha'isa yodea meisu kol ha'anoshim ha'mevakshim es nafshecha noida isa. Hashem said to him, had you known that all of the people who were after your life would die, would you have vowed? V'chi meisim ha'yu v'halo yidasa v'avirin ha'yu. The Gemara asked, had Dasan Aviron, who informed the Moshe to Paray, had they died, they were alive. Rather, they lost their wealth and influence, and a poor man is considered as if he's dead. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that the Chachamim are not pesach with noilad, is as if they did, if they did not deliberate the matter, it's like noilad. If you say, because he says even if they deliberated the matter, it is like nolad. Resource for Rav Yossi from the Mishnah, Nochum of Madai heard about this when Nazirim ascended from Babel and heard the second Mishnah which had been destroyed. Why was it a mistake? Because he was pesach for them with Noilad. Nochum Amadi said, had you known that the Mikdash would be destroyed, would you have vowed to become Nazirim? Zero said he should have told them, did you not know that the early prophets already prophesied for you while the Beis Hamikdash still stood that it will be destroyed? And it would not have been like Noilad. Amar Rabbi La, Oid, Hu, Kanoilad, Yachon, Havin, Meiman, Yadin, Havin, Ela, Tahavin, and Sabin, Dimilaye, Rechikim, Vila rejects that and says, no, it would still be like Noilad. They could say, we knew, but we thought it would be much later. As the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Yudeis, Pasuk Chav Zayin, the prophecy that he is prophesying is for many days, and for far off times is he prophesying. Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Zeira, if he deliberated the matter, it's not Noilad. And Rav Yossi holds like Rav Ilah, that even if he deliberated the matter, it's Noilad. The Mishnah says we may sell a Beis Knesses only with a stipulation that when they want, they may buy it back. This is when he built it to be a Beis Knesses, that if he built it to be a Chatzah, which means for non-Kurdish purposes, and afterwards was makdish it to be a Beis Knesses, what's the law? We learn it from our Mishnah, this house I will not enter it, and it became a Beis Knesses. If he built it for a Chotza, and afterwards it was makdish it, we learn from here that it is Kaddish. When is it Kaddish? Immediately once it was makdish it, or when they actually use it to pray? We learn it from the following. If one made a box to be used as an Aron Kodesh for a Sefer, or a cloth for a Sefer, until they were used to a Sefer, a person may use them. Once they were used to a Sefer, a person may not use them. These were made for a Sefer and they're not Kaddish until they're used. This was built for a Chatzah, all the more so. If a box or cloth was made for Chulin and he was Magdish them, they are Kaddish just like a house built for a Chatzah and afterwards he was Magdish it.